Sirach 3:7:1 Every friend saith, I am his friend also. But there is a friend, which is only a friend in name. 3:7:2 Is it not a grief unto death, when a companion and friend is turned to an enemy? 3:7:3 O wicked imagination, whence camest thou in to cover the earth with deceit? 3:7:4 There is a companion, which rejoiceth in the prosperity of a friend, but in the time of trouble, will be against him. 3:7:5 There is a companion, which helpeth his friend for the belly, and taketh up the buckler, against the enemy. 3:7:6 Forget not thy friend, in thy mind, and be not unmindful of him in thy riches. 3:7:7 Every counselor extolleth counsel, but there is some that counseleth for himself. 3:7:8 Beware of a counselor, and know before what need he hath. For he will counsel for himself, lest he cast the lot upon thee. 3:7:9 And say unto thee, thy way is good. And afterward he stand on the other side, to see what shall befall thee. 3:7:10 Consult not with one that suspecteth thee, and hide thy counsel from such as envy thee. 3:7:11 Neither consult with a woman touching her of whom she is jealous, neither with a coward in matters of war, nor with a merchant concerning exchange, nor with a buyer of selling, nor with an envious man of thankfulness, nor with an unmerciful man touching kindness, nor with a slothful for any work, nor with an hireling for a year of finishing work, nor with an idle servant of much business. Hearken not unto these in any matter of counsel. 3:7:12 But be continually with a godly man, whom thou knowest to keep the commandments of the Lord, whose mind is according to thy mind, and will sorrow with thee, if thou shalt miscarry. 3:7:13 And let the counsel of thine own heart stand. For there is no man more faithful unto thee than it. 3:7:14 For a man's mind is sometime wont to tell him more than seven watchmen that sit above in an high tower. 3:7:15 And above all this pray to the Most High, that he will direct thy way in truth. 3:7:16 Let reason go before every enterprise, and counsel before every action. 3:7:17 The countenance is a sign of changing of the heart. 3:7:18 Four manner of things appear, good and evil, life and death, but the tongue ruleth over them continually. 3:7:19 There is one that is wise, and teacheth many, and yet is unprofitable to himself. 3:7:20 There is one that sheweth wisdom in words, and is hated. He shall be destitute of all food. 3:7:21 For grace is not given him from the Lord, because he is deprived of all wisdom. 3:7:22 Another is wise to himself, and the fruits of understanding are commendable in his mouth. 3:7:23 A wise man instructeth his people, and the fruits of his understanding fail not. 3:7:24 A wise man shall be filled with blessing, and all they that see him shall count him happy. 3:7:25 The days of the life of man may be numbered, but the days of Israel are innumerable. 3:7:26 A wise man shall inherit glory among his people, and his name shall be perpetual. 3:7:27 My son, prove thy soul in thy life, and see what is evil for it, and give not that unto it. 3:7:28 For all things are not profitable for all men, neither hath every soul pleasure in every thing. 3:7:29 Be not insatiable in any dainty thing, nor too greedy upon meats. 3:7:34 Excess of meats bringeth sickness, and surfeiting will turn into choler. 3:7:31 By surfeiting have many perished, but he that taketh heed prolongeth his life.